CD 2, Track 40.
To stream or not to stream?
A.
Piracy, illegal downloads, and falling CD sales. The music business has had many problems over the last decade. But then along came streaming. For many people, it has saved the music industry. However, not everyone agrees.
B.
On streaming websites, such as Spotify, you can listen to as many songs as you like for free. If you pay a monthly subscription, you can also download individual songs, and you don't get adverts. You can even make your own playlists. Music labels are paid each time a song is streamed or downloaded. The artists are then paid by the music labels.
C.
Companies such as Spotify say streaming is good for everyone. It's cheaper and more flexible for music fans. If you don't like a song or album, you just stream another one. Streaming has also reduced piracy. Why download music illegally when you can listen online for free? It can also give publicity to new bands, so more people go to their concerts.
D.
So, who is against streaming? Some artists say they aren't paid enough money. Millions are made by big music labels. But songwriters and musicians often receive a very small percentage of this money. Streaming was criticised in the news recently by Tom York, lead singer of the band Radiohead. He thinks that it will be impossible for many bands to survive. But he has also said that streaming won't last, and that new forms of listening to music will appear.
E.
What do you think? Is streaming positive or negative? Is it the future, or is it just another chapter in the history of music?